Macca's. I mentioned there are now more men sheds in Australia than there are McDonald's outlets, and it is Men's Shed Week, Australian Men's Shed Week. They do terrific work. From a humble idea in regional Australia, there are now more than 2,500 men's sheds operating in 12 countries around the world. More than 50,000 Australians directly benefit from participation in the grassroots movement, and certainly one of those joins me now. As I said, he played on the wing for the mighty Red V, the St George Dragons, during the halcyon days back in the 60s, and I think it was six consecutive grand finals that Johnny King scored tries in. Did I get that right, John? It was six consecutive?
Yeah, I played in seven out of their 11 and scored six consecutive grand tries, but I scored two in the first one, so I scored seven tries all up in the seven grand finals.
Well, if I was you, I'd be lunching on that forever and a day.
The Boyles and George are not going too good at the moment. A bit like the Knights, you know, we're up and down.
Yeah. And that's another story. So when did you become an active member of the East Maitland Men Shed, John?
Oh, geez, Richard, it'd be about 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, and I got conned into it with Eddie Lumsden, another St George player who passed on. And we went over there, and Eddie just wanted to have a look around, and he took me over to just show me the men's shed. And he said, now, when you come in, we'll go around and have a look. And, I mean, I at the time wasn't that interested in men's sheds, but Eddie said, oh, you've got to come over. And when I got over there, he said, the membership, I think, was about $10 at the stage. And he said, mate, you pay for me too, will you, while you're here? And I said, yeah. I said, you're not bad. You bring me over, and then I got to pay for both of us to become members. I said, nah. When I meet him, I'm going to demand me money back.
Right. Well, good luck with that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, so you become involved, and what does your involvement include? What do you do at the men's shed, John?
Well, I repair all clocks. I bring in grandfather clocks and grandmother clocks and mantle clocks. I'm a watchmaker and jeweller by trade, so I just repair all the old clocks that come in. And I fix them up for them, and I just ask them when they're complete, would they like to give a donation to the men's shed, and that's it, you know.
All right.
We're not there to make money out of them. We're just there for the general public to help them out.
And what does your involvement entail? Is it once a week, a couple of times a week?
Oh, no, I go over nearly every day from Monday to Friday. It's open from 8 o'clock in the morning. And I go over there around about 10 o'clock, and I stay till about lunch, bit after lunchtime, and just repairing clocks. People bring in and ask, can they get them repaired? Because they're very old, naturally. The modern jeweller shops today are not interested in repairing old clocks, because clocks today are normally all battery-operated.
Yes.
The old ones, they've got like the grandfather clocks, they've got their chains, they all work by their weights, and cuckoo clocks, and there's quite a variety of clocks over.
You're doing it, 5 days a week, I dare say you've met a few good mates now and made a few good new friends.
You meet a lot of people come in and you become a friend of, because when you fix their clocks and that up for them, they want to become a friend. They want to know about the men's shed and what you do and what else is done there. And the men there do a lot of woodwork. Yeah. And they make a lot of rocket horses, toy cars and trucks and little pedal cars. And they make them for the preschools and help them out, because, you know, there's that many preschools and they want toys. And toys are not cheap, and the men's shed make toys for them.
All right, so you get involved in the local community.
Oh, yeah, no doubt in the world. The woodwork and steelwork and that all downstairs, they do a lot, and the lead light, they do lead lighting. A lot of women come and join and do lead lighting upstairs, and when they make glass mirrors and glass windows, and they're quite involved in it, because there's a lot there to be done. If you want to do it, if you want to get involved, all you've got to do is join the club.
All right. And look, I'll give it a plug. If you go to, the website is, I had it here 2 seconds ago. Yeah, menshed.org. One word, menshed.org, and you'll find out where there's a men's shed near you. And do you interact with other men's sheds, John?
Oh, they do. They often get involved in programs, you know.
Yep.
If somebody wants a house has got to be repaired or something like that. They need a ramp or they need some furniture, and they haven't got the men there available theirs to do it at the time. Well, they ask our boys, will we do it? And they take the job on.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. All right.
They're not there to repair houses.
No.
Put rooms on homes. They're there, like cupboards and wardrobes and things like that, which can be brought to the man shed and repaired. Well, they bring it back and repair it and deliver it back to the people that own it.
All right. Okay. A lot of fun. You get to meet a whole lot of new friends.
You do. You meet a lot of people just about every day because people come and go through it and they like to know what you do, and they come up and watch me. Repair me clocks, and they find out all about it. Then you got the ones that there's a joint train set outside, which is out on the veranda,
right
upstairs veranda, and the adults as well. They get involved in the train set.
Yep.
And then if you want to play cards, you can go and play cards. They got a room where the boys can go if you just like to come and rest and have a chat and play cards. Well, there's a room there for them to come and do it.
All righty. And it keeps you out of trouble too, John.
Oh, yes. It keeps you from under your wife's feet. Otherwise, they get booted out the door.
John King, my guest, has been an active member of the East Maitland Men's Shed in my area for the last 5 years. It is Men's Shed Week, hence the chat. And again, there are now 1,200 men's sheds around Australia. That's more men's sheds than McDonald's restaurants. And there's about 2,500 around the world. And it's a local initiative. It comes from Australia, and it's a wonderful thing. Men's Shed, one word, menshed.org, if you'd like to find out more. So who do you reckon will win the grand final? Have you been following the NRL?
I've been following it, mate. Penrith are going to be the side still to beat. They're a young side, and plus they're fit. That's the thing I keep raving on about with the football. The footballers today, they go all right for about 20 minutes and they die in the hole. You know, they just don't seem to be fit enough to go the 40 minutes.
Yeah,
then
well,
they come back out the second half and they go all right again for about 20 minutes and they drop dead. You know, everyone wants to play fullback.
Yeah, all right. You're picking Penrith to win.
Oh, I'd say they'll take some beating.
Yeah, all right.
They're a young side and they're a very fit side.
And if you were running the Knights, what would your solution be for the woes of the Newcastle Knights? What would you do if you had the magic wand?
I'm a great believer in fitness, you know. I think the Knights have got a good side.
Yes.
But they don't seem to be, to me, they don't seem to be fit enough. But I've got my ideas of what they should train and what they should do, but every time I offered to help, not the Knights, but to speak to other people, they kept saying, oh, Kingy, they're the dinosaur days. Blakes are not going to run 5 kilometres in 15 minutes for you. And I said, well, that's why they're not fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that shuts them up. So they go, oh, yeah. I said, well, I had to do it.
Yeah.
I said, I can't see why they can't do it.
Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you, John.
Richard, yeah, always all the very best. Yeah. I could talk to you for hours about the Maori football.
Oh, yeah, I know you could. All right, you have a great day. Thanks for the call. I called you. John King, he played on the wing for the mighty St George Dragons, a very active member of the East Maitland Men's Shed. It is Men's Shed Week. They do wonderful work. If you'd like to find out more, the website, mensshed.org.